All right. Welcome in to the MN Sports Podcast. Here comes the podcast. Baba Luna, baby, what I say. It's been a while since I've done one of these. I tried to do one the other day. Didn't work. The boy can play. The boy is me. And I'm not playing, I'm talking. So that really doesn't apply to anything. But we got a lot to talk about here. With all kinds of stuff going on in the sports world right now. NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The Minnesota Twins are holding their own. Got a nice little free agent flip as the coach. It's been like two and a half weeks since I've done one of these. This is a sweet deep jam. I don't really know the words. I just heard it a couple of days ago and thought, hey, we'll throw it in because, I figured the boy could play. See? They got dedication and devotion to their music because this is a sweet deep jam. We got a couple of nice songs coming up for you today. You can do the walk. Do the walk of love. Can we do the walk of love? Love that little background guitar. It's a sweet song. So, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. San Antonio's up 2-1. Kings are gonna win the Stanley Cup. And nobody in LA cares. Twins are playing well. Signed Kendrys Morales. Babalula, baby, what I say. You know, Kendrys Morales. I think he'll be a nice little addition. He's got the action and the motion, and he can play. Turning all the night time into the day. I'm sorry about the recording. I'm recording on a different computer today, and I will be all summer. Just because I had to turn in my one from school. That one's a lot better than this one, but this has like GarageBand 08. But it took me a while to figure out. It probably took me a half hour to try to even figure out. Make it sound as good as it does right now. It sounded absolutely horrible. There might be a little feedback or a little buzzing. But I did my best to try to cut down on that. It was a lot worse. But we're going to dive right in here. We got the U.S. Open coming up this weekend, too. 114th U.S. Open, that is. So, we'll dive right into the NBA Finals, San Antonio. Now, leads the series 2-1. They won 111-92 over Miami last night. You know, they had a great first quarter, great first half. They put up 71 in the first half, 41 in the first quarter, and they shot 86.7% in the first quarter. And Miami just didn't have a chance. Miami didn't play badly. They tried to make a little comeback at the end of the second quarter. They got it to within 14, but then San Antonio closed on a run. Miami won the third quarter by 10 points. But San Antonio then won the fourth quarter by like 11 or 12 and easily won the basketball game. So, I mean, everybody's rooting for San Antonio. It'd be fun to see them win. Beat LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. It's that awkward third wheel. But Dwayne Wade's been struggling. You know, when LeBron cramped up because it was a billion degrees in there in the arena, where was Dwayne Wade stepping in trying to win that game? Because it was a close game until LeBron cramped up. Then LeBron cramped and it was over for Miami and they lost that one by 15. But, you know, everyone on Twitter is saying, you know, LeBron, you suck. I've played through cramps before. You know, shut up. He couldn't walk. It's the finals, LeBron. Come on, get on the court. No, you think he doesn't know that? I mean, come on, guys. But I'm rooting for San Antonio. It'd be fun to see them win. And I think that they got a nice little chance here. Because out of the next five games, three of them are in San Antonio. Or sorry, next four games, three of them are going to be in San Antonio. No. Both teams have two games in their home building. And San Antonio just needs two games to win. So if they can win a couple at home, because they're going 2-2-1-1-1, I believe, this year. As opposed to 2-3-2. I like the 2-2-1-1-1 system. Alright. So, oh yeah, a little update on Donald and Shelley Sterling. Donald Sterling, at first, you know, he said he's gonna fight it, then he said he's gonna sell the team, now he says he's gonna fight it again. And now basically what the NBA is doing is they're just letting Shelley and Donald fight it out, because Shelley's saying, I want to sell the team, Donald wants to sue the NBA, so now it's just a fight between the Sterlings. It's not even an NBA thing. So it's all stupid. It's blown out of proportion. Oh, yeah, and Donald Sterling was rated number one on the most hated people list, which is absolutely insane. He said a couple of racist things, and people hate him more than they hate, say, like, Tom Petters, who ruined families, or killers out there, you know. Osama's dead. I'm sure that he would have a 100% hatred. Actually, 99, because it can't be 100. Nothing is 100. Lynx are doing well. They're, what, 8-9-1? They'll win that again, hopefully. That'd be a three-peat for them. Lord. I'm tired. I did it. We had morning practice this morning for cross country. I had to go out on a run. Just a little 5-miler. After I record this, I'll probably go out in another 5-miler and then do 3 this evening. Did 16 yesterday. And moved brush and umpire to mode. So I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm pretty tired. So, oh yeah, the Minnesota United FC won their spring season. And how they do that there is the spring season winner, then they have a fall season, and then the top two teams play in some series in the end or something. I don't know how it works, but it's something like that. But we won our spring. We won the spring season, which is a good start for FC. They're playing well, and well, now that the season's over, they will not have to play well, but the fall season will be on us before you know it. There's talk of us getting an MLS team, which would be kind of cool. They could arrive in Dillon just the other day. They would come play in the Viking Stadium. So that'd be cool if we could get an MLS team. We got the World Cup starting up. All kinds of soccer or football talk coming up on this show. The U.S. will go 0-3 or 0-2-1 or something. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. I don't think that the U.S. will win a game. They will come home very soon, Dad. Do not worry. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about. We'll talk Stanley Cup Finals, even though that series is over. We'll talk Minnesota Twins, Kendrys Morales signing, break that down. So we got a lot to do, and that's okay. So we'll be right back on the MN Sports Podcast. I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Within your eyes, and that's
All right, welcome back in to the MN Sports Podcast.
I know my life is giving me more than memories day by day.
Got introduced to this song when Kat Perkins on The Voice sang it in a duet, won the battle. I don't really watch that show, but I heard about it, and I listened to it, watched the video on YouTube. I never seen such a beautiful sight. She nailed it. She got, what, fourth, I believe, on The Voice overall? Was disappointed when she got kicked out. I think she was very, very talented. She'll probably have some sort of music career. She got enough exposure. Twins won, beat the Blue Jays 4-0. They, Brian Dozier homered again last night. Yeah, we opened up the game with a walk and a homer. Danny Santana walked, Brian Dozier homered, giving us a nice little 2-0 lead. We never looked better. Kevin Correa pitched well, made a couple of nice plays with the glove. Kendrys Morales, been a nice little addition for us. He has gotten on base 4 out of 9 times. He's batting .375, 3-for-8. He had a walk in there. More than memories, day by day. And every moment there's a reason to carry on. Oh, it's a sweet song. They harmonize so well together. Never seen such a beautiful sight. I love how these two sound. They'll be doing it. Love that line. Alright, so Kendrys Morales, we signed him to what? 1 year, $7.4 million deal. Which is sweet. Sweet love. Signed their prospect already, their first round draft pick, their 5th overall draft pick. And he will be reporting to Rookie Ball very soon. Hopefully him and our last couple of picks, you know, can make Eddie Rosario's apparently doing well down there in the minors. So hopefully in a couple years, if we can... Maybe 2 more years of this bad garbage after this, and then we should have a very good team with a Byron Buxton and Eddie Rosario and this Gordon kid. But right now it's very tough. However, they're doing pretty well. They're 30-33 in last place in the division, but only 4.5 games out of the playoffs, so it's not over. And we've got a series with Detroit coming up here. If we can sweep that, then we're right there. We're like 2 games out. Which would be sweet. Brian Dozier has 14 home runs. He might be our all-star. I don't even know who our all-star could be. It could be Dozier. Mauer's doing awful. He went 0-for-4 again last night. He walked, though. Let's see. It could be... I don't know who it could be. It'll probably be Glenn Perkins, maybe, as our closer. He's doing nicely. Closing games out for us. He has 16 saves. Pitched another shutout inning last night with 1 strikeout. Yeah, yesterday was nice. Correa pitched 6. And then Dunsing, Burton, and Perkins all threw 1. And only 1 hit was given up in those last 3 innings by Brian Dunsing. Yeah, I assume Glenn Perkins, maybe even Phil Hughes, he's really done a nice job for us lately. Manny Machado got suspended. He threw his bat on the field while at the plate, apparently. He just sort of... He got mad and threw his bat. Let's see here. I'm trying to see Francisco Liriano. Left his start early the other day. He's a former twin all-star, too. He's hurt now. He's had a rough year. He's 1-6 with a 4.54 ERA and 13 starts. The ERA is, 4.54 is not good, but it's not Minnesota Twins bad. You know, we've got Mike Pelfrey with a 7.99. Nolasco, 5.7. Correa, 5.6. Dedeuno, 5.4. Or 4.4, sorry. You know, our pitching is not good. Our hitting's been fine. You know, it's been nice to have guys like Willingham and Arcia back. They've provided a little punch in the middle of the lineup there. If you can go Santana, Dozier, Mauer, Willingham, maybe Morales, Arcia in the bottom three. Probably Kurt Suzuki in there somewhere. He's having a real nice year. He's still above 300. He's at 302. Escobar's doing well. He's at 301. Eduardo Escobar. So our guys are really coming together. They're doing better than they have in previous years. They are 30-33 right now. Last year they were 29-34. But this is the point last year where they really just started to fall off. So hopefully they don't do that this year. We've got a tough stretch here. But if we can make it through this little stretch, you know, we're playing Toronto, then Detroit, then Boston, all on the road. But if we can make it through that, then we should be good to go, and hopefully can we make a run at a playoff spot. You never know what might happen. That'd be so much fun if we could get into September in this awful AL Central and make a run at a playoff spot. So that's only the Twins' fifth shutout this year, but it's okay. It's okay. They're doing well. A bunch of prep stuff, high school golf, high school lacrosse, high school baseball and softball. Softball's over. Baseball's this upcoming weekend. And Benoit should be there, but we're not. We struggled in the championship, section championship. World Cup starts up next. Well, I guess the U.S. plays their first game, I believe, Monday, the 16th. And the World Cup actually starts up very soon, being tomorrow. Nobody worry about me. Lynx are 8-1. Saints, St. Paul Saints in the last year of Midway. Get on down to Midway. They're 17-9. They're leading their North Division, so that'd be cool if they can make the playoffs in their last year at Midway Stadium. It's your life. This song isn't as good, but I just had to throw in a song at the end there. His voice sort of annoys me, even though he sings beautifully with, Stevie Nicks. New York Rangers are down 3-0 in their series. They're not going to win that game. Don't worry. They're not win that series. They will probably win one game. Lose game 5 in LA. So that's all we got. No predictors this week. It's not very good. We'll be back on the MN Sports Podcast. Yeah. Welcome back in to the MN Sports Podcast. However, this next segment's not going to have anything to do with sports. We're going to talk about a couple of weird news stories. We've got audio of news reports. One of them's about a serial tickler in Boston. And the other one is about a guy, a police officer, who hid a camera in a men's bathroom. This is a lesser-known Paul Simon song, but it's a sweet, deep jam nonetheless. I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever. Oh, I'm so hungry. Need a little breakfast. It's 11 o'clock, and I haven't had breakfast yet. All I've done is run. That was awful. Wow. I'm off today. I'm never on, but today I'm off. Might as well just run.
You can never be a father, but his daughter
would you. Yep, that was better than what I was doing before.
Trust your intuition. It's just like going fishing. You cast your line. So,
we're going to have the serial tickler story coming straight up. This guy in Boston that nobody knows who it is yet. But he's been going around and breaks into houses and tickles people. Try to help the human race. Struggling to survive this harshest night. Twins play Toronto. I'm gonna watch you shine. Gonna watch you grow. World Cup, US Open. I think Tiger Woods is out of the US Open too. Spurs Heat. Spurs should win that, hopefully. Kings are gonna win the Cup. I can't sing to save my life right now. I don't know why. It's okay. I don't really have to sing. That's the thing. My normal day-to-day life, I don't sing. And if you couldn't tell that, then you're stupid. So coming up here, after we watch you shine and grow, is the serial tickler story audio from some news site somewhere outside of somewhere in Boston. They'll explain everything, but one of the guys' voices, he didn't want his voice heard. So they had to make some disguised voice, and it sounds, it's very funny, but it's okay, it's not actually him, his voice isn't that hideous. So, got a big swing baseball game tonight, it'll be a loss after four innings is my guess. We're just so bad, we'll get 10 runs very easily. And here's the serial tickler audio right now.
We are on Foster Street, Erica. This is where two of the homes are located, where BC students say someone creeped into their unlocked rooms.
He had felt something on his foot. He thought it was a cat, and he woke up and looked over, and the man was crouched right by his bed.
The tickler, or a reasonable facsimile, hits again.
My roommate woke up screaming, and there was a man in his room, and he had tickled his foot and was crouching by his bed.
235 Foster Road, 249 Foster, 64 Kirkwood, a few blocks away. Detectives assuming it was the same guy each time. It could be the same tickler who has hit many times before. Gino Caligari was a victim.
Apparently the tickler had come in, tickled him, and before my friend could like catch him or anything or do whatever, the guy ran out of the house.
His best cover, the element of surprise.
I had just woken up. I didn't get a good look. He looked like a tall, skinny guy.
I haven't heard of any girls that have had the issue. But he's broken into this house now. This would be his third time breaking into this house.
Is he your side too?
He's broken once into our side and twice into the other side.
Was the door locked?
No, it was unlocked.
Yeah. So it'll be locked tonight?
Yes, definitely.
Good idea. Boston police say they are investigating. In Brighton, I'm Jack Harper, WCBB News Center 5.
So that's the serial tickler. I thought that there was some guy who had his voice, but that was a different voice change, but that was a different one that I listened to but didn't put in. So that's the serial tickler. Very, very funny story, but I mean, people say he's not stealing anything, he's not doing anything bad, he's just breaking in and tickling people's feet. I wonder if he's doing it with, like, a long feather or with his hands. I don't know, it's funny. But this next one is not funny. This is about a guy who put a bunch of cameras into a bathroom in a gas station, and here it is.
News 4 learning that the same police officer just arrested for secretly videotaping men in a public bathroom may have tricked more victims by posing as a woman online.
New charges against the Chesterfield officer, David Cerna, stemming from alleged encounters, rather, at his home. Corey Stark, Officer Cerna, now in trouble in two counties.
That's right, Steve. He faces an invasion of privacy charge here in St. Louis County for allegedly videotaping men using a bathroom at a Chesterfield gas station. He also faces two counts of invasion of privacy in St. Charles County for allegedly videotaping men involved in sex acts without them knowing. Most of those videos wound up on a website he ran. 33-year-old David Cerna was a Chesterfield police officer for 6 years, but after receiving a tip, his own police department launched an investigation into allegations that Cerna hit a video camera in a ceiling vent in the men's bathroom at the Mobile on the Run station on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. Police say they're not sure how long the camera was there, but it could be months.
We're continuing the investigation. There will obviously be multiple victims.
It's terrifying knowing that they're supposed to protect you and serve you, and they're taking video of you in the bathroom. It's gross.
The videos of men using the bathroom were posted to a website Cerna started, but those aren't the only videos Cerna posted to his website. St. Charles authorities say over an 18-month period, Cerna admitted to having up to 60 men to his Wentzville house, where he would secretly videotape the men receiving oral sex from him through a hole in the door. Authorities say he lured the men to his home through a Craigslist ad, sending pictures of an unknown woman.
We, of course, are deeply saddened and disturbed that one of our officers would act in such
oral sex through a hole in the door.
Rattles the community. It makes you wonder, how long has this been going on? Why is this just now coming out?
Police are focused on identifying and notifying possible victims. Cerna is in jail on a $50,000 bond. Corey Stark, News 4.
So there you have it. And there was another news report that I couldn't get. It would have been so funny because the newscaster says glory hole, I think, 5 or 6 times, and they interview a guy who had just moved there and said something like, "I just moved here and they already see me pooping." You know, something about how he had just moved there and the whole town had already seen him pooping on camera. But that's okay, because this is a sweet deep jam. And I'm sure that if he listens to it, he'll be happy. Because how can you not be when listening to this song?
Sometimes I feel
you do?
Like I am drunk behind
oh,
the wheel.
But it's just the wheel of possibilities, right? Oh yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, don't drink and drive, that's a terrible plan. Please do not do that. Get a designated driver.
And know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you need to say.
I'd like to thank myself for doing this podcast. No predictors this week, we'll see if there are more next week, I don't know. I kind of like throwing in news clips there, sound bites. If I can find any more stories like that, I will. So, you've wasted another half hour of your life. Thanks for listening. Bye!